Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
We will have ample opportunity to exercise this incredible weapon we have of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Ample opportunity.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just trying to figure out the difference between what would appear to be like, oh boy, this is a spiritual attack, and just everyday sin patterns that go on in families, because people do that. That's the nature for a lot of people.
Right. Well, and I think the difference is spiritual attacks are those things that come when they're not created by a sin pattern. For instance, if you have my daughter, I believe, right this minute, I have two daughters and a son. My second daughter right now is right this minute, I feel like, under spiritual attack, because there's like she's following after the Lord with all of her heart, the best that she knows how, being obedient to his word, following what she believes the purpose is for life. And one unfortunate incident after another seems to be happening in very short succession in her life, you mm-hmm. know, and to the point that my husband and I both were saying yesterday, boy, you know, it's like the hedge of protection has just been destroyed around our daughter. And of course, you know, she's still healthy and there's a lot of good things going on, but we are praying for her right now because we believe the attack's coming from the enemy. Well, the reason I believe the attack's coming from the enemy is because it's not originating in any sin patterns necessarily in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are other things in our families, and we've talked about this often, that we give the devil credit for it, but it's just our family is suffering because of somebody's wrong choices. And that's the thing about families. You know, you don't suffer just because of your wrong choices. You sometimes suffer because of a family member's wrong choices, and it brings the weightiness of that comes against the whole entire family just because we choose to love one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think that happens too. And the best antidote to that is not really wondering whether it's Satan attacking your family or not. The best thing is to, as a family, and I actually have this as an online resource. The book has an extension in a spiritual warfare toolkit that I have online, and the link to that is on my website. But in that toolkit, I encourage families to take time to state a family value, like your own family's, this is who we are and what we want to be as a family, and take time to define that. And then when crises come your way, use that as a compass to navigate whether you're staying true to what you believe is God's value statement for your family. And there's lots of great resources online for that, but I give you one in that toolkit that I have as a part of the extension of the book.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.